of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrall. Here are the headlines. CEO and owner of Wise Q95 FM Radio, Sheridan Gregoire, calls for the eradication of mendicancy and dependency on political handouts in Dominica and questions the need to hire Sir Dennis Byron. As part of its growing bilateral relations, the Bahamas will be among beneficiaries of China's COVID-19 vaccine when approved for general use. And that's according to consular at the Chinese embassy, Haigang Hin. And Americans and many others around the world are calling last night's first presidential debate a complete shit show due to the childish behavior of U.S. President Donald Trump, who is seeking re-election. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. And first up in the news, as of 29th September 2020, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica stands at 31. According to National Epidemiologist in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Shaladin Ahmed. Speaking at the latest Ministry of Health COVID-19 press update, Dr. Ahmed shared the latest statistics with the general public. He said thus far, the transmission of COVID-19 remains sporadic and there is no evidence of community transmission.
As at today, September 29, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases are now 31. Since the opening of the border, a total of 13 cases were identified. They are between the ages of 2 years and 59 years old. All except one are asymptomatic. One has mild symptoms, namely shortness of breath, but no fever. Most of these cases, 10 out of 13 of them, are imported ones and have been placed at the quarantine facility on arrival. Only 3 out of 87 contacts that were traced tested positive for COVID-19. This means that 96% of the contacts were PCR negative. Currently, 7 out of 13 are at the COVID facility undergoing isolation phase, and the rest of them have fully recovered. So far, the transmission of COVID remains sporadic and is due to importation of cases. There is no evidence of community transmission.
National epidemiologist Dr. Shaladin Ahmed, CEO and owner of Wise Q95 FM Radio, Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G, calls for the eradication of mendicancy and dependency on political handouts in Dominica and questions the need to hire Sir Dennis Byron as a consultant to advance electoral reform in Dominica, as well as the failure to include campaign finance reform in the terms of reference given to Sir Byron. Mr. G confirms that recent documents reveal that Sir Dennis Byron will be paid approximately some EC $500,000 for that consultancy. He says this sidelining of the non-functional electoral commission, which has been without a chair for some 8 months now, is contrary to the constitution of Dominica.
I believe the big picture is that we are all looking for ways and means to help Dominicans and Dominica become more sustainable and resilient and to generate wealth for every Dominican in a free and progressive democracy. We should all want to totally eliminate mendicancy and the need for political handouts by making all poor people sufficiently wealthy so that they can take care of themselves and their families. Every Dominican at home and abroad, I'm sure, acknowledges that we need meaningful electoral reform and campaign finance reform to enable us to help ourselves and finally have free and fair elections and voter ID cards. So I'm asking you the question again, do we really need a legal luminary from outside of Dominica and to pay $500,000 to sanitize the list and to get the voter ID cards and so on?
That was Chief Executive Officer of Wise Q95 FM Radio, Sheridan Gregoire. You're listening to Q95 News. Dominica's High Court criminal session have recommenced. Ray Flora pleaded not guilty to September 28, 2012 murder of Eddie Lewis, He was on bail. However, he was unable to present his surety to the court, and as a result, he is now on remand at the state prison. Meantime, murder accused Rodman Moses Lewis entered a not guilty plea as the criminal session trial commenced, and his matter is adjourned to October 3rd, 2020. Jeremiah Albert Williams of Marigot, who has a history of mental illness, was to undergo a psychiatric assessment evaluation as requested from his lawyer to determine his ability to plead. Romanus John Charles of Point Michel entered a not guilty plea to grievous bodily harm, GBH, and unlawful wounding at the High Court. This incident occurred on August 20th, 2015, and Lee Michael Charles was the victim. The court adjourned this case to be heard on October 23rd, 2020. In more court news, Reginald Jajax of Bafe State was reportedly sick and is currently a patient at the Princess Margaret Hospital, so his matter was adjourned to October 23rd as well for arraignment. Prisma Joseph has pleaded guilty to deception and is represented by Peter Allen. The facts of the matter will be outlined to the court in November of 2020. Also, Mandel Joseph pleaded not guilty to grievous bodily harm, GBH, with intent and unlawful wounding. This incident occurred on February 10, 2018 in Vieques. The matter is also adjourned to 23rd October 2020. For case management, he remains on bail. And Denny Shillingford of St. Joseph pleaded guilty for taking conveyance. The incident occurred in Maho on January 4, 2016. Shillingford asked the court for a non-custodial sentence as he claims he is fed up with the Dominica State Prison. He also requested a psychiatric assessment evaluation to determine why he committed the crime. His sentencing will be on November 5, 2020. In more news, Dominican-born mindset and movement coach Carla Armour encourages persons to claim their successes despite the challenges. She is said to be coaching and mentoring high-achieving women, focusing on mindset shifts, mind-body connections, and the treatment of trauma and injury to awaken their inner power to be centered, self-compassionate, creative, consistent, and congruent so they can live a courageous life with deep connection. She creates inspiring coaching experiences that combine a deep mind-body pilates practice and philosophy with creative resilience coaching techniques and strategies to cultivate values of self-compassion and self-integrity so persons can get out of their way and step into their consistent flow.
Because it is a really nice opportunity, regardless of what you're feeling that has been thrown at you. I'm feeling that maybe 2020 partially may be a write-off, wholly may be a write-off. How much good have you accomplished even in spite of that? I'm sure you have lots of, and you are still doing that. So it's just the first thing you want to do, that just to see for yourself, you know, that you have accomplished lots of stuff. Or that you are accomplishing, maybe that you are accomplishing, just really getting some stuff out there, you know. No matter how big or small, name them, claim your successes. You know, it's really nice to do that.
Mindset and movement coach, Carla Armour. Pastor Randy Rodney contends that the occupier of the office of Prime Minister must ensure they can carry the weight of that office. In reference to the recent very public controversy between Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and prominent businessman Fuad Issa, Rodney asserts that the office of the Prime Minister is not for entering or entertaining a fight with private citizens over where their support lies. Randy Rodney made that statement recently on his Kingdom Connection program on Q95 on Monday with respect to professionalism in public office.
Especially the fact that you really address this from the stage one perspective, your words, quote, because they do support Roosevelt Skerrit, unquote. Nobody have to support Roosevelt Skerrit. Nobody. Everybody have a right to support whoever they want. Roosevelt Skerrit is a man like everybody else. The way that Roosevelt Skerrit spoke in the office, he also insinuated that nobody should support Fuad Issa. The office must be higher than this. The office must not get bogged down in destroying and taking down personalities.
Randy Rodney, who is also the president of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, maintains that the office of Prime Minister is bigger than the individual who occupies it. He advised the Prime Minister to contact his counselor when he feels offended.
So, sir, when you get offended like this, call your counselor. Because I know that, you know, you're a man and you can get offended. Call your counselor. And if you have a counselor who cannot give you good advice, fire them. Whoever your counselor is must be able to say to you, you know what, drop that. That's beneath the office. And if you have a counselor who cannot tell you that he's not worth being your counselor. But when you get upset like that, call your counselor. It does not make you look good that a man who's working hard for his business can upset you to the point where you want him to give you personal support. Or maybe you have something else up your sleeve and in your mind. And I would not put that into the office of the Prime Minister.
Rodney then urged Prime Minister Skerrit to respect the office of Prime Minister he occupies and issue a public apology to Mr. Fouad Issa.
So here's what I'm going to advise you to do. Go in the public and apologize to Mr. Issa. Make the office respectable. Because if you don't, you are taking down the office. And it's not good for you. It will not be good for the occupier of the office. You'll make every riffraff and little boy disrespect the office. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. So let's put some respect back in the office. Get back in the public. I don't care what difficulty you have with the gentleman. I don't care how he robbed you the wrong way. The office deserves better than that. So guess what? Bring the office back into respect and publicly apologize for the display of your person as opposed to your display of the office. It will make you look better as a man. It will certainly bring some respectability to the office. So everybody will know that the office of the Prime Minister does not go down to that level.
President of the DAEC and the pastor, Randy Rodney, referencing the Jamaica model of electoral reform, specifically the Election Campaign Financing Act, also known as the Representation of the People Amendment Act 2016 No. 10 and its accompanying regulations. Lecturer of Political Science at the University of North Georgia, Dominican-born Dr. Dion George, draws attention to the need for Dominica's Electoral Commission to establish a national election fund to assist all qualified political parties with equal campaign finance.
Would really benefit the Dominican people is the need to establish a national election fund. That is something that the Jamaican model has, which I think would really help all persons participating in election. And so the National Election Fund would be a fund set up by the Election Commission in Dominica, and the purpose of that fund would be to accept monies and to receive contributions for election purposes. The management of that fund, of course, would be governed by the Independent Election Commission, and these monies would be used to reimburse candidates who have contested an election for monies that they use. I don't want to get so much into the technicalities of how these monies would be reimbursed, but I can just mention it in passing. And so what they're saying here, instead of having someone who contends the election, and let's say, for example, they did not win, all these monies that were spent, are these persons going to be in the red and financially bankrupt because they decided to put themselves on the front line for service to their country? And the answer of that, obviously, is no. But perhaps in Dominica, that's the case.
Jamaica's Representation of the People's Amendment Act 2016, number 10, provides the regulatory framework for effective monitoring and assessing political party funding and election campaign financing through a systematic approach to financial reporting. Political parties are enabled to make declarations of their respective assets and the sources of funding which support their activities. The system will promote accountability and further provide transparency in the outline of partnerships which assist democracy.
And so the National Campaign Fund that was set up in Jamaica is such that it doesn't matter on what party you are. If you are participating in an election, even if you does not win, a proportion of the financing that were incurred during the election can be reimbursed to you. And there is a formula that they have. It's a formula that says A divided by B multiplied by C. Of course, it seems very technical, but A would mean is the number of votes cast by a candidate in an election. B is the total number of cast votes for that constituency. And C meaning how much money was assigned by to that constituency, and the individual would receive that in reimbursement. And so I think that's a good thing, because one of the things you do not want is people being afraid to participate in politics for the fear that if they do not win, that they would lose their deposit, and that their life, their professional life, would come to an end, the fear of victimization and so forth. No, this National Campaign Fund would be there for all parties and for persons to be reimbursed. So I think that's a good thing in terms of reform.
Lecturer of Political Science at the University of North Georgia, Dr. Dion George. As part of its growing bilateral relations, the Bahamas will be among the beneficiaries of China's COVID-19 vaccine when approved for general use. That's according to Counselor at the Chinese Embassy, Hai Gang Hin. In an interview with Eyewitness News, Hin said China has provided the Bahamas with 5 separate donations of medical supplies and technical support, including treatment protocols for the novel coronavirus. 2 weeks ago, Minister of Health Renward Wells in the Bahamas confirmed the government committed $2 million to inoculate at least 20% of its population when an approved vaccine becomes available through the World Health Organization's and Pan American Health Organization's COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility. Asked whether the country could also benefit directly from an approved vaccine in China, many of which have advanced to the final phase of clinical trials, Mr. Hin said, open quote, "Of course," end of quote. He says, open quote, "The World Health Organization and PAHO are actually leading the efforts of the coordinated work to achieve the final vaccine to fight against this virus," end of quote. China is also making progress in that regard. In more news, last evening's first U.S. presidential debate was expected to be an evening of good old democracy, taking front stage in the U.S. election campaign, where voters would begin changing their minds on who to vote for, or, based on the presentation of policies, maintain their decision to vote for the Democrats or Republicans. Instead, many citizens around the world and Americans are calling last night's first presidential debate, open quote, "a complete shit show," end of quote, on part of the childish behavior of the U.S. president who is seeking re-election, Donald Trump. CNN's Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, and Abby Phillip discussed the first presidential debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump, who spent the entire time interrupting, not abiding by the rules that he agreed to, lying, maliciously attacking the son of the vice president. When asked to condemn white supremacists, he brought up the name of a neo-fascist far-right group and said, "Stand back and stand by." I will talk about who won the debate, who lost the debate, but I can tell you one thing for sure. The American people lost tonight, because that was horrific.
You just took the words out of my mouth. You used some high-minded language. I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show. And, you know, we're on cable. We can say that. Apologies for being maybe a little bit crude, but that is really the phrase that I'm getting from people on both sides of the aisle.
And that's the Midday News. Here's a recap of our headlines. CEO and owner of YSQ95 FM Radio, Sheridan Gregoire, calls for the eradication of mendicancy and dependency on political handouts in Dominica and questions the need to hire Sir Dennis Byron. As part of its growing bilateral relations, the Bahamas will be among beneficiaries of China's COVID-19 vaccine when approved for general use, according to Consular at the Chinese Embassy, Hai Gang Hin. And Americans and many others around the world are calling last night's first presidential debate a complete shit show due to the childish behavior of U.S. President Donald Trump, who is seeking re-election. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. I am Richie Ferrall.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.